Herbert signed into law two anti-pornography bills on Tuesday morning. One bill is the Concurrent Resolution on the Public Health Crisis. This resolution declared pornography as a statewide public health hazard. Here's Herbert.
But what we are doing is sounding a voice of warning. There are real health risks that are involved associated with viewing pornography. This resolution calls for additional research to be done and education so that individuals and families are, in fact, aware of the dangers of pornography.
Hi, my name is Pamela Atkinson. I am a community advocate. I chair the Utah Coalition Against Pornography Board.
Atkinson says the first step in tackling the pornography health hazard is to put in more research about pornography addictions. From there, the Utah government will decide which are the best measures to take.
This resolution that was passed today, it makes way for a multidisciplinary approach to solving this crisis that we have.
Atkinson says the state of Utah is worried about sex offenders who start off by viewing pornography.
With all the number of sexual offenders that are in prison right now, 82% of them have acknowledged that they got started just with simple, or what we call soft porn, years ago. It's not so satisfying after a while, and that's where they move on to the hardcore porn. And when even that becomes a little boring, they act out on real human beings and they objectify children and young women.
The second bill, HB 155, reporting of child pornography, was also signed Tuesday. The law requires IT representatives to report any child pornography they encounter. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.